This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
You've heard me for multiple weeks now discuss, hey, nobody blows out anybody, and 80% of NFL games are one score or less, and are the Chiefs really all that different than any other team in terms of that? As much as we all want the blowouts and everything, and hey, this is a team that has shown us time and time again, they can get right come playoff time. Well, you may say, hey, what the hell are you talking about? What do you know? What about Tom Brady, a guy that's won a few rings in his career, a guy that's been part of championship teams, a guy that has had some years in the NFL where his team wasn't going out there and dominating, some years where everybody wrote their team off? Sounds kind of familiar, doesn't it? This was Tom Brady with Colin Cowherd yesterday.
Kansas City's 11-1, and they're winning by paper-thin margins. So of all your teams, the team that blew people out was the Randy Moss teams. There's no ring. Your 0-3-0-4 team, you were winning close games. And so this Chiefs team is the closest to your team. I want you to take me back. People keep saying, well, the Chiefs are lucky. And I'm like, timeout. That block field goal, that was coaching. Third down efficiency, that is coaching. I don't want to hear luck. Yeah. That's even Rubik's cubes and roulette, there's some strategy to it, right? Did you feel that 0-3-0-4 team, did you feel like, you know what, close game, we're winning it. We're just better than everybody at it.
Definitely. I think that, look, you're going to have a close games, you're going to have blowouts. To win the close games is always the mark of a really good team. To win when you're not playing your best football is the mark of a very good team. I just think the Chiefs are so dangerous because if it's a one-score game in the fourth quarter and Patrick has the ball, he's incredible. He comes, not that he comes alive, because he comes alive all day long, but he's so dangerous because then he has four downs, you know, late in the game where you got to stop him for four downs, not three.
Yeah.
And that's a dangerous aspect for any defense. You have to kind of pull away from them, and that they're a hard, you know, it's a hard team to pull away from because they do such a good job defensively. So I think when they transition from really this great offensive team, and I would say when Patrick first started, they weren't as good on defense. Now they have a tremendous defense. They got Spags is a phenomenal coach. He's got them playing well defensively. Patrick is going to manage the game so well. He's going to throw to the open guy when it's there. He's got Travis out there that is going to make the right decisions in the big moments like we've seen time and time again. So they have a group of players. That organization does so many things the right way. They're going to be tough to beat in the playoffs. I don't care who they play, where they play. It's a lot like the teams that I played for at the Patriots. If you were going to beat us, man, you had to beat us. We weren't going to beat ourselves.
So that was Tom Brady on the herd yesterday. I mean, there it is firsthand from a guy that won more rings than anybody else in NFL history, a guy that was part of plenty of teams. How many seasons did we watch the Patriots? It'd be around this time. And from the outside, we would all be like, oh, they just don't look right. They're finally done. Everybody wrote off. Remember, there was the 10-year gap between titles or whatever it was. Everybody's like, okay, they're done. They're never winning again. And then, of course, Tom Brady won a couple more rings in the back year of his back portion of his career. Some of the things he said there is exactly what we've been saying. Obviously, it's coming from Tom Brady. So even if you don't, if you're like, hey, what the hell are you talking about? It's Tom Brady. That should carry some more weight on top of it. But what he said, I mean, is not all that different than what we've been trying to say, honestly, which is like, come playoff time, it's just a different team, and Patrick Mahomes, when he has to make plays, is going to find a way to make plays. And I think how he phrased it, which is like, you're going to have to beat us. We're not going to beat ourselves. That's the exact verbiage I think that you should use to describe what has happened the last couple weeks in the Chiefs game, especially in the Raiders game, right? The Chiefs didn't play well against the Raiders. The Raiders outplayed them until they didn't, which was the final snap of what basically was the final snap of the game. They made the mistake. They weren't able to go and beat the Chiefs. The Chiefs may not play great football, but they're usually not going to beat themselves and hand you the victory. That didn't happen with the Patriots either. And that's essentially what Tom Brady is discussing there. So Tom Brady's got, you know, he's on the Chiefs side here a little bit. He's like, no, Bill Belichick has also said similar comments recently. Like, no, everybody knows. And deep down, if you were to go and ask every single potential playoff team, and we pretty much know most of the AFC field, the only question will be if the Colts can make it interesting when they play the Broncos next week, if they were to win and it would be a half game or a full game back of the Broncos. But if you were to go and ask Mike Tomlin or Sean McDermott or D'Amico Ryans or John, Harbaugh, both Harbaughs, whoever you think are going to be in the playoff field, and deep down, if you got an honest answer about who do you want to see or not want to see, there's no way any of them want to see Kansas City. Like, for all the time, like, oh, they're vulnerable. They're not the same team. They're going to be out. And we played the Rex Ryan clip a day or two ago on the show. You know, you're talking about, oh, I've seen teams like this. They're one and done. That, by the way, talk about who I trust more. Do I trust Rex Ryan watching this football team saying, oh, I've seen teams like this. They're one and done. Or do I trust Tom freaking Brady saying, oh, we had teams just like this. No, they're going to be a tough
obvious, out. Yeah. I would say.
Right?
No, I think too, and somebody from the text line said, did Brady call Mahomes a game manager? I don't think he
said he manages the game extremely well.
And if you look at how things have gone the past two seasons, he's done a really good job of that. Like, you haven't, because everybody wonders, what's wrong with Mahomes? What's wrong with Mahomes? He's managing the game very well, where he's like, yeah, I'd love to go score more points. Just not how things are going. We're going on 8-minute drives. We're going on 7-minute drives. The run game is effective, you know? It's different than what we saw 5 years ago, which is, to Tom Brady's point, Tom had moments where he was electric and he was great, and then there was other moments where you're like, yeah, Tom's not looking so great, but he's having good seasons.
But also, when there was a minute and a half on the clock, nobody wanted to give the ball back to Tom Brady.
Correct.
And that same thing applies, of course, even in a year where we think they're not playing great and they're still 11-1, there's no chance, and this is why anytime a coach decides to not go for two late in a game, Todd Bowles, stuff like that doesn't make any sense. You cannot give him another opportunity. No matter, even if you think he played poorly for the first, three and a half quarters.
Yeah, for whatever.
When it matters, the great ones step up, and that's still why you add that to the list of reasons why you have faith.
Yeah, when it comes down to it, you don't want the ball in Patrick Mahomes' hands last. That's why, like we've said, if you can end it on your terms, why would you put it in the hands of a coin toss? Why would you put it in the hands of your defense when you can go and end the game, And case in point as well. I mean, they had moments to do it. The Raiders had the ball and could have won it late. The Broncos had the ball, could have won it late. They didn't, obviously. But your main point of the Buccaneers example, but even the Bills have to go, and you're not kicking a field goal.
No, that's why the big reason why the Bills won that game is Sean McDermott has lost time and time again to the Chiefs. So he's one of the few coaches that gets it now. Normally we are critical of how Sean McDermott has handled things. He's been burned enough. So he gets it. That's why you play them in the playoffs again. Like, Sean McDermott will not be conservative. He'll be aggressive because he knows the consequences if you're not. Some of the younger coaches in the league, some of the teams that haven't been burned by the Chiefs yet, which is very few teams at this point, they still aren't willing to do that. Like, whoever you think the Chiefs are going to play in the first playoff game, I think if the Chiefs somehow were playing a divisional round game against Pittsburgh, well, Mike Tomlin's one of the better coaches in the league. He's not going to make bad decisions coaching wise for the most part. You know, doesn't mean that he's perfect, because I would argue a couple Thursday nights ago, I thought he was terrible. But typically Mike Tomlin's one of the best coaches in the game. You know, a younger coach that's not as experienced, that hasn't been burned by the Chiefs, I would wonder if they're smart enough to recognize that. You know, Todd Bowles is the one, I'll just keep using that example from the Bucs game.
It was bad.
It was, but when you play Sean McDermott in the playoffs, or if they play Mike Tomlin, Harbaugh even to a certain extent as well, those coaches will get it. But that was just, I thought, really interesting from Tom Brady, because even if you're out there and you're saying, well, I still don't believe it. Well, do you believe it when it's coming from Tom Brady, that this is a scenario that great team had been part of as well, where they just didn't look great at times in the regular season, and ultimately it led to Super Bowls? I mean, I think even Colin Cowherd brought up, like, the year where they were, you know, lighting up offensively was not the years where they were always winning Super Bowls.
I wonder if our friend from the Sports Hub, who had that tweet about the Chiefs being...
What's her name? Middleton or something?
I wonder if she appreciated Tom Brady giving props to the Chiefs at all, or if people in Boston are freaking out.
She said that the Brady was and the Patriots were more likable than the Chiefs, and were very likable back then, which was unbelievable revisionist history. Anyway.